This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Boy, there are reasons to be happy this morning. We'll talk about those. There are reasons to be just infuriated this morning. We'll talk about those. That's what we do on this show. We just kind of ease our way into the sports day. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Arigalis. Fan Early Morning Show is for the average Joe. When the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CJR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. So, the New York Mets, a team that is fighting for a wild card spot and starting this particular series, they were relatively close. I believe they were about a game and a half apart, if that. Big series. It was a big series for the Pirates, too, in the previous series when they played the Cardinals. Pirates lost that series 2 out of 3 games. So Gurr, you know, didn't like to see that. Derek Shelton, I mean, those words will live almost in infamy now. He says, you know, they got to be ready. This Cardinals series, division games are important, but we're home. We got to win. We're home, and it's a tight race. We got to win. Pirates didn't get it done against the Cardinals. Now we move on. We got a 4-game series against the Mets. And the first game of the series was tremendous, was it not? Tremendous. Great game. Pirates slaughtered them pretty much in the final 2 innings. It was a powerhouse offensive performance there. Rowdy Tellez homered twice with a grand slam. Same thing with Brian Reynolds. 7 home runs. The fireworks team ran out of inventory. They homered so many times. Paul Skeens pitched, and the offense backed him up late. Backed him up big time late. It was exciting. And, I mean, I heard people, more watched and read. Not heard people, really. But I read comments on social media, like, I don't want this feeling to end. I never want this feeling to go away. This feeling's tremendous. And I felt the same way. And I was just watching and thinking, man, this is the feeling I want to feel forever. This is great. Rowdy Tellez is hitting. Brian Reynolds is hitting. You know, Paul Skeens pitching draws a crowd. I mean, Friday night was nuts. It was great to see that. But then these next 2 games, they only muster 2 runs. And now they can't win the series. They muster 2 runs in each game, I should specify. But still, I mean, this is an interesting case right now where I can pull out of similarities from the Steelers when I think about talking about this Pirates team, because I don't want to blame the bullpen as much. I don't want to blame Aroldis Chapman. I don't want to blame the pitchers for not preserving runs better. I think there's a conversation to be had, though, which, I mean, you know, who are you more mad at? Are you more mad at the offense for not giving you a similar performance like they did in the first game? Or are you mad at the bullpen for not preserving the lead? Are you mad at the pitchers for not preventing the Mets from scoring? I mean, 5-2 is tough. Losing that game 3-2, though, is extra frustrating. Aroldis Chapman is not, I think, being taken kindly into the eyes of the Pittsburgh public right now. But the Pirates were close. They were getting there a little bit, and then now they're 4.5 games back. The Cardinals are kind of climbing along. Cardinals won their most recent game. They're now 47-42. They're really starting to embed themselves in the meat of the wild card spots here. The Padres, kind of. They're 49-45. Pirates had an excellent opportunity in the games down this stretch this week to really get closer to 500 and get closer to a playoff spot. The Mets have now reached 500. Now, the series isn't over yet, by the way. That is kind of misleading. This is a weird series. There's going to be a fourth game played with the Mets this afternoon, 12:35. So, it's not like the series is over. Now, the Pirates can't win the series. They lost two. They can't win the series. They can only split the series. But even if they split today, which I still kind of want, because, you know, you don't want to lose games that you don't have to. But even if they split the series, I mean, what does that mean? Like, what does that say? Is there a different message being displayed here? The answer is no. There's not a different message being displayed here. They're doing what's been frustrating us this entire time. They're just doing the perpetual thing over and over and over, and they're staying around the middle. Dan Zangrilli, I believe, was the one that brought this point up last week. Whether it was on our show or the pregame show or the postgame show the one day. I mean, he just said maybe the Pirates just aren't good enough yet. They're not there yet. Man, that just frustrates me. I don't mind being ahead of schedule. And this team has the tools, I think, to be a really good team. But it's just not coming together. And, I mean, that's a reality you got to face, too. Sometimes is that maybe it's just not the right time. I feel slightly bad for Aroldis Chapman. I tweeted this out yesterday too. And you can follow me, by the way, at @Callas_33, @CALLAS_33. Talk to me there as well. And if you want a phone line, you can get one at any time, 412-928-9370. But I mean, I feel bad for him, and I did tweet this out yesterday that I don't think he can handle the intensity of a close game in the ninth inning anymore. He just doesn't have the control for that. Great setup guy. And somebody may tweet at me some statistics. Oh, well, he blew this and that and blah, blah, blah. That's fine. I think for the most part, he's been pretty decent as a setup guy. It's nice to have him preserve leads so that David Bednar can shut it down. Now, Bednar's hurt, so what are you going to do there? So you got Holderman and Chapman to lock it down for you. Holderman's been really good. I think he had one or two tough outings out of the bullpen, but for the most part, he's been solid. Chapman, though, just doesn't seem like he can handle that intensity anymore. It doesn't seem like it. And I feel bad. And you're paying him $10.5 million, so fans are going to argue, grr, you know, why isn't he performing? I think we got to walk that fine line, though, or I'm going to walk the fine line, and I think you should, too, at some points. It's like the Pirates are spending money, and he seemed like a good pickup. And I'm not gonna fault the Pirates for picking him up and trying to spend money on him and lock down that back end of the bullpen. It seemed like a solid signing. So I will not fault them there. And you might. And if you want to call in and you can express your opinion, I'm not going to fault you if you blame him. I don't think he's a great guy in the ninth inning when he pitches. I don't think he can handle that anymore, and That's just what it is. But I'm still going to lean toward more of the offense not getting it done. And I feel like I'm talking about the Steelers. I really do, because I remember saying that all of last year. I felt bad for the Pirates. Or excuse me, I felt bad for the Steelers' defense because the offense was having like a record number of three and outs to start a game. And the defense was out there for a long time, and they were getting wear down over the entire game up until the fourth quarter when the Steelers' offense will make the comeback in those games. Same thing with the Pirates. It's like the pitchers I feel bad for because they're doing, I think, a lot of what we expected them to do, which is maybe give up 2-3 runs a start. And then you've got, you know, Jerry Jones, who's hurt right now, I know. But when he was pitching, I mean, he was giving up, you know, within 3 runs a game. Paul Skenes has been elite. And they've been the top 2 starters. Mitch Keller's even had his fair share of games. And then Bailey Falter and Martin Perez, whenever they've pitched, have, for the most part, given you a chance to win. So I feel bad talking about the pitchers because I feel like they're, you know, they're not getting a lot of help from the offense. And I feel like the Pirates have, more times than not this season, been 1 or 2 big hits away from being on the winning end of these games. And so I just sit here right now, baffled, not really speechless, but, you know, I'm struggling to find the right words and the right answer for this team because I want them to do well. And I feel like they're good enough to be one of the 3 wildcard teams in the National League this year. But alas, they keep losing a lot of these games that they're capable of winning. And it is sad. And there are callers on the line. You can join, you can join the conversation by getting a phone line. That's what I wanted to say there. 412-928-9370. Call now, get a phone line. People are already popping up, so I'm going to take them in a minute. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. We got happy things to talk about as well, and we'll do that probably in the next segment, but I guess now is the time that we want to complain a bit, and I'm fine with that because, you know, I'm befuddled, and I think it's a fair conversation to have. What should you do? Was Chapman the right call? Do you like him as a signing? He's just, you know, not a closer. You know, what do you think of this series so far? Do you think the Pirates can even split the series? Give me a call. Talk to me. 412-928-9370 and on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. And we'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ted.
All right, Ted, what's up?
Hey, real quick about the Pirates. You can't compare the Steelers to the Pirates.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I was just saying some of the talking points remind me of things I've said about the Steelers. No, the franchises are different. The Steelers have won more. You know, but yeah, I get it.
Well, I mean, like I said before, you can't even take the Pirates seriously because they're below 500 team. I'm not surprised at all. I'll just be honest. They have some excitement to them, but are they, you know, a contender to playoffs? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's just the reality of it. Is, you know, and to me, it's Sheldon and your GM. If they don't turn this franchise around this year, somebody should be fired. It's not ahead of schedule. They got enough time to actually, to me, be contender to the division. There's no way they should be below 500. But guess what? They're going to finish below 500, and people are going to accept it.
Sure. Ted, thank you. Sorry, I got to get rolling to other callers. No, I get your point, though. I understand your point. It's always nice to hear from you. Thank you for the call. I get the blaming on the manager and the general manager. Maybe ahead of schedule wasn't the right term. I think I've heard that perspective out there, and I can align to that. That maybe they shouldn't be ahead of schedule. They should be on schedule. It's year 5. You know, they should be doing better because it's year 5 of Ben Cherington being in here and Derek Shelton being in here. I'm with you. All the people that say that, I'm not going to disagree with you. I get the frustration there, so. Yeah, if you also believe that it's a front office and management problem as much as it is a players not performing problem, sure, I hear you. I do. 412-928-9370, another caller on the line. Hello, what's your name?
My name's Greg.
All right, Greg, nice to hear you again. I'm doing all right. What's up?
I'm doing great. I think with the Pirates, a lot of what Ted has to say is true. I'm not going to want nobody to get fired, but the Pirates team is – the best part that they got is Skenes. Reynolds is good too, but I'm just saying you need more consistent hitting within the lineup, and that's one of the big problems. Just like with the Steelers, they didn't need all the trades that they made. They needed a quarterback.
And now they have two.
They kept the defense on the field too long last year.
That's true.
The defense was fine. The offense couldn't do nothing. And that's the problem. If it's going to be like that this year, which I don't think it is. I think Russell Wilson and them is going to get a jump start. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a good season, man. They're going to the playoffs, too. And they're going to win a game. Trust me. I will call you back, my brother.
You're welcome.
I want to ask you something.
Okay.
What is the channel on the Pirates on the TV? What is the numbers on their channel?
I don't know the numbers exactly because I usually just listen on the radio. But thank you for the call. No. But all the opinions about the Pirates too and stuff, that's something that I share, you know, a lot of what Greg said. I share opinions with a lot of what Ted said as well. It's just they remind me of that's why they remind me of the Steelers, exactly, because the pitchers are taxed a lot. So it doesn't seem like anybody's calling in furious about Aroldis Chapman this morning. Even though I saw some tweets, some posts on X about him and the frustrations with him for not saving that game. But, you know, from two callers this morning are concerned more about the offense, I think, than anything else. Pitchers are not to be blamed. The most consistent hitters for the Pirates this season, and I don't even know if you could put Reynolds in there yet because he just hit well in June, and he started July off pretty well. He's been doing all right. That first game against the Mets, though, that was great, too. Two homers and one of them being a grand slam. That's what you want to see. I'd put McCutchen into the most consistent hitter category. I mean, he gets on base consistently, draws walks at a frequent rate. He's one of the leaders on the team. If not, he's still the leader on the team in home runs this season. I think Cruz took that over, actually. But, you know, McCutchen's one of the leaders in homers. But, you know, that's just the point. McCutchen's been very consistent. The Pirates have needed O'Neill Cruz to be consistent to win games. And I said this last week, if O'Neill Cruz is on, the Pirates seem to do better. It just seems like a correlation that you can make. But when he's not, you know, when he's not a feared hitter in the lineup, I think teams feel more comfortable and Pirates get out more and they lose. Simple as that. So I share Greg's sentiment there. Consistent hitting is important. How do you get consistent hitting? Can you acquire somebody or can these players get better that are already on the team? Don't know. I don't know what the right answer is. I'm going to lean toward getting an acquisition at the deadline. But, I mean, what are acquisitions worth here? The Pirates just seem to be sliding further back. They've now reached the losing streak category here. The Giants, the Pirates have lost their last two. The Reds have lost their last three. All of them are falling further out of the wild card race. Giants are 3.5 back. Pirates are 4.5 back. Reds are 5 back. Although it's still the Rockies and the Marlins that are way out of the race right now. I mean, it's not impossible to climb back in, but the Pirates, I can't say it enough. They have to go on a winning streak to be able to get into this playoff race. They have to go on a winning streak. They can't be losing games like they have against the Mets, and that's why I'm frustrated. That's it. Because if they win more of these games, it's as simple as this. If they win more of these games, they're in the thick of the playoff conversation. Splitting this series was not going to help them. And it just seems so simple. It seems like it's right there. And it's frustrating because it just keeps sliding out of their grasp. And it's simple things. It's little things that could help them, you know, be thrust forward into the playoff picture. And just right now they're not, and they're sliding back. And I don't want them to slide back. I want them to make it, and I want them to have Paul Skeens Bucktober, and you know, we can have a lot of fun, you know, with the Steelers in the fall and the Pirates and the Penguins, even if they, you know, get deep enough into it. I remember how fun it was in 2013 to see that all three teams were playing. The Pirates were in the National League Division Series, and the Steelers were playing starting their season. Or they were probably a few weeks into the season, but the Penguins were starting their season. That was fun. Let's have that again. One more caller before I go to break, 412-928-9370. Good morning. What's your name?
Dan from Imperial. How you doing, Harry?
You know, I'm starting to get fired up. What's on your mind, though?
Well, I just wanted to say, I would love to put the blame on Aroldis Chapman, but see, here's the thing: when it comes to situations like this, it always comes from the top. So, Aroldis Chapman, we knew that he wasn't pitching well in the final innings of games. So it's up to the coaches and the developmental staff and all that to recognize that and to understand that, okay, maybe this guy can't pitch in the ninth inning anymore. Maybe he's a lead up, to the ninth inning. And then, it's
tough though. You're good. Who would you pitch in the ninth inning then?
Well, I mean, because Bednar's hurt. You're right. That's tough. But then I also want to say, and it's crazy I'm going to say this, but this is not a Nutting. He's out there spending money. This is not Bob Nutting. This is coaching staff. This is developmental staff stuff. They're not recognizing. They're not making the changes that are necessary. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Bednar's hurt. There's nobody to replace Aroldis Chapman at this moment or Holderman. Those guys got to do it.
Right.
But when he comes back, you move him out. You put him in the seventh and eighth inning. You don't put him in the ninth inning in those high pressure situations anymore. So
right.
It's just, this is all coaching staff. They need to develop these guys and understand that, like you said, that this guy can't pitch in the ninth inning anymore.
Dan, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, that speaks to my overarching point as well, which is I can't blame Chapman, because we've already known this. The offense has to pick it up a little bit more and a little bit more consistently. Now, somebody's got to be able to pitch these one-score games, and the Pirates have to escape some of these one-score games, but also give us a few more games where it's not so close in the ninth. Give us some, give me some 6-2 wins. Give me some 7-2 wins, Give me some 4-1 wins, not 2-1, going into the ninth inning maybe for the Pirates offense. You got to win some of those close games, or you have to win a lot of those close games to be a good playoff team, but I also think that the offense could pick it up a little bit more while the pitching staff is going through the bumps and bruises. Yeah, they could still be doing better. So that's my argument there. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough situation. So I don't want to blame Chapman personally. I think the Pirates offense has to do better more consistently to win these games. More to come. More positivity to come. Coming up next after this break, we'll be a little more positive. Because some good news did get released yesterday, and I'd like to talk about that as well. I'm very excited. My name is Nicholas Erickalis. This is the Fan of the Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From the Fan. It's the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. My name is Nicholas Erickalis. Nice to be with you. Getting kind of frustrated here, but we also got some good news to talk about for a little bit. I got a few more minutes. So I'll take one more call right now at 412-928-9370. And it'll be this caller. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, Nicholas. Terry from Ligonier.
Terry, it's great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Hey. Yeah, I'm sharing in your frustrations.
Very good.
I think it's just the consistency and the hitting. I mean, you got basically McCutchen, you got Reynolds. That's your two key players.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the guys, they're just too streaky. They get one hit, two hits. Next game, two more guys, or maybe Gonzalez. and Velez, he gets hot, and then next game, two other guys get hot. They got to start stringing hits together and quit letting so many guys on base.
Yes, sir. Terry, I appreciate the call. It's nice to hear from you. Yeah, just the same kind of complaints. You know, hitters got to get more consistent, and that's really it. I'm glad nobody's blaming the pitching staff as much, though. I mean, it was frustrating to see that one slip away, but also acknowledging that the offense really isn't doing a great deal to support the pitching staff right now when it's been a little, a little dinged. That's I'm glad that you guys kind of acknowledge that, all the callers here this morning. It's nice to see that we're all on the same page on that front. Congratulations are in order. One I'm going to do is a personal congratulations. Mason Miller of the Oakland Athletics made the All-Star game, and I saw that yesterday. Saw him in the clubhouse, and I was real giddy because, you know, I played with him at Waynesburg when he was there. So it's nice to see that. So I want to personally congratulate him here on the radio this morning. But also now the guy playing for the local team, Paul Skeens, is an All-Star, and he deserves a congratulation as well. And I am happy, very, very happy that he has been named an All-Star. And it's historic as well. Guy gets called up and is instantly an All-Star, and, you know, he didn't even play a full season in the minor leagues before getting caught up to the majors. So he's doing some historic things, and it's special. So cherish what Paul Skeens is doing and cherish the time that we're in, that Paul Skeens is already an All-Star, and we can, you know, we don't have to get frustrated about that. We can say that justice was served there. He was worthy of being an All-Star. We all thought that, and it did indeed happen. So, yay! Paul Skeens is an All-Star. Okay, that's it for me. My name's Nicholas Harry-Callis. Nice to be with you this morning talking about the Pirates. Fan weather. Let me give you that real quick. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions can be found at Sun Chevy. .com. Today, a high of 91, low of 67. It's going to be clear all day, all morning, actually. Then the afternoon is going to be overcast. Then tomorrow, high of 93, low of 70. Overcast skies expected. So expect another hot week. Tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.